pianist, composer, writer, and Harvard professor Vijay Iyer is known throughout the jazz world for music inspired as much by Duke Ellington as by Jimi Hendrix. But he's also known for his conceptual thinking. His new album is out now, and it's called Break Stuff, built around the sections of songs called The Breaks, to create, as he writes, a span of time in which to act. And Vijay joined us here in the studio to tell us, in his own words, how he and his band created a piece of unforced music.
All of our music kind of came together casually, you know, in a way, just by having time and having opportunities to try something out in a way that was beyond intention. Sometimes we would just take a fragment of another piece and just loop it until something happened. So that tends to be how we operate, is kind of, it's almost like DJing with our own material, you know, taking a little fragment of something and letting it organically develop. That's how a lot of things happen, actually. A lot of unofficial things, even things that we call genre. They're not planned out. It's more that they emerge from collective action. So that to me is a welcoming idea for how to make music. It's not about the composer, individual virtuosity. It's about what we can do together, what we can build together. Often I just put in just enough to get things going, and then the rest is up to all of us collectively. It's not one man's show. It's really about all of us and also everybody else in the room, not just us, but us in conversation with listeners. How do you sculpt an experience for people, and what are the building blocks of that experience? You know, so they're not really thinking, what is EDM or something like that? They're really thinking about connecting with people on the dance floor. The creators of that music, I mean, Robert Hood, Carl Craig, many of the others, Derek May, the tools that they're working with are mostly synthetic, you know, working with synthesizers and drum machines and that kind of stuff. Well, Robert Hood was quoted as saying, I want to squeeze blood from a drum machine, you know, which is to say that he wants it to feel like there's a body there. There's somebody behind it, you know, or there's somebody in it, maybe is a better way to put it. So it's meant to evoke human presence and human action and flesh. So it's sort of right at that frontier between what we think a person is and isn't. And that's kind of where music starts for me, is right at that frontier. So I like to think about how we might put ourselves in that place. We move when we play to a certain extent. I mean, most of it's kind of just involuntary side effects of trying to make this music work. Dancing to me is a way of listening, right? It's a way of engaging physically with what's happening, with what you hear. That can happen in a lot of ways. I mean, you'll certainly see people tapping their feet or bobbing their heads or, you know, shaking some extremity. You know, when people are seated and in rows of seats, then maybe they have they're sort of different possibilities or different affordances available to them. And also, it's even the way you can hear people breathing in a space when we're playing, especially in these clubs where we play that are really kind of intimate, where the audience is right up on top of you, basically. You can hear people breathing, and you start to hear people breathe together. I mean, in Indian music, there are different, for example, different ragas for different times of day. You know, there's a morning raga. There's one for sunrise. There's another one for mid-morning, you know. And there are evening ragas too, and afternoon ragas. So it's sort of like regulating mood as you move through the day. And that makes sense to me, and by and large. But you also want to be able to sometimes work against that, you know, or at least introduce yourself to another possibility. And music can take you there. If you listen to the whole album, I hope it takes you through a spectrum. A piece like Wren's might be a sort of sunset kind of song. And also, each piece can kind of open up in a lot of different ways because it's improvisational, so even what it felt like yesterday might not feel like today.
Pianist, composer, writer, and Harvard professor Vijay Iyer on his new album, Break Stuff. That's out now.